This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agit Tevach, Agizin Tevach. The Maitzoy Menucha. The Trumas Hadashin taught, as recorded in the Sefer Leket Yosher, that the reason we start Slichos, Matzoy Shabbos, is because on Shabbos we learn Torah, and Slichos require Simcha, so we need the Simcha Shel Torah to usher us into the Mei HaSlichos, the Zman of Slichos. So may this give us the right Hakdama to L'shmaya al harina v'al atvila. Says the Mishnah, much of this Mishnah we already learned before, was quoted before. Harini nazir kisa'ar roishi. Behold, I'm a nazir like the hair on my head. Uka afar ha'aretz, or like the dust of the earth. Uka chol hayam. Harei zeh nazir olam. You're a nazir olam. We had, what that means, the Gemara explained on Daf Zayin, is you are a perpetual nazir. You're a perpetual nazir. Meaning you're constantly having one series after another of 30 days of naziras. Per the number of hairs on your head, you have to accept a series of naziras per the number of hairs on your head. So whether you say, like the hair on my head, uka'afar aretz, or like the dust of the earth, uka'chal hayam, or like the sea, or like the sand, harei zeh nazir olam. You're nazir perpetually. U'megaleach achas l'shloshim yom. You cut your hair once every 30 days. Rabbi Omer, Ein zeh megaleach achas l'shloshim yom. This scenario, you do not cut your hair every 30 days. Ve'ezeh megaleach achas l'shloshim. What is someone who cuts his hair every 30 days? Ha'omer, harei olai nazirus. Not I am a nazir. If you say I am a nazir, like the hair on your head, you're not a nazir every 30 days. If only you have to articulate that you're accepting a period of naziras. Harei alai naziras. Kisa'ar roishi uka'afar ha'aretz uka'chal hayam. I accept a period of naziras, like the hair on my head, like the dust of the earth, and like the sand on the sea. Next case. Harini nazir malay habayis. I am a nazir full of the house. I malay ha'kupa, or full of the basket. Now we have no idea what this guy means. What kind of, you know, unusual statement is that? I'm a nazir full of the house. I'm a nazir full of the house. What are you going to put in the house? Yeah, you could put one elephant, or you could put a billion, a million grains of rice. You could put a billion grains of sand. What does the guy mean? A basketful. A basketful of what? One basketball and 1,000 grains of rice. What does he mean? Boydkin, I say. So we ask him. Imam Arafi says, I'll tell you what I mean. Achas gedoyla nazarti. I meant one big nazirus. I meant, because nazirus is a pain in the neck, like it's endless for me. So then nazir lamed yoyim. V'imam Arafi says, stam nazarti. What did I mean? You think I thought about it? I never thought about it. I just said it. I meant stam. I don't know. He says, you tell me what I meant. Objectively, what does that statement mean? Then royin es hakupa ki'ilu hu maleya chardal. We view the basket as if it's full of mustard seeds. V'nazir kol yamav, he's a nazir forever, meaning he's a nazir 30 days for each grain of mustard. Says Tosfos, harini nazir malay habayis malay hakupa perush bayis reikonis. We're talking about an empty house, a kupa reikonis lefnim, or an empty basket. He doesn't mean, he meant an empty one. An empty full bat, meaning I accept upon myself, nazirus, a empty basket full of stuff. We just don't know what the stuff is. Boydkin, I say, we check him. Imamar achas gedoyla nadarti nazir shloshim yom. If he says, I took upon myself one big one, he's a nazir 30 days. Perush nazirus achas nadarti. I made one nazirus. V'had ka'amar malay habayis. The reason why he referenced the houseful, the arichale milsa, it's very long for him, right? We had that on Zayin Amud Aleph. Ve'ino nazir el shloshim yom. He's only a nazir for 30 days. V'yamamar stam nadarti royin hakupa kilam leachardo v'nazir kol yamav. L'rabbanon dileel nazirus achar nazirus Ularebi Nazirus Aruch. According to the Tanakhama, he means a Nazirus after a Nazirus, because the Tanakhama holds Kisa'ar Roishi is perpetually 30 days of Nazirus, and Rebbe holds no. One long Nazirus, because he didn't say he said Harini Nazir. He didn't say Hare Olai Nazirus. So therefore Tosis is pointing out, Rebbe would say that he's not a Nazir for each mustard seed. He's a Nazir for 30 days. Weiter in the Mishnah. We had all these cases today, actually, when we were reviewing on Daf Zayin. Harini Nazir Mikana Mokim Pleni. I am a Nazir from here until such and such place. Who remembers from today's Chazara, what was the place that we used?
Detroit.
Not Detroit.
Louisiana.
Not Louisiana, Wyoming. Okay, that was the official Wyoming. Actually, when we learned it during the week, we picked San Diego, because the majority of our shir were San Diego, but for them, they're like, Mel Shal Shudas now. But they're going to listen to it, and when they do, they'll smile. Okay, but, so I'm a Nozrim here until such and such place. Oimdim kama yomim mikana makam pleni. We determine how long is it until this place. Im pachas milamid yom. If it's less than 30 days, nazir lamid yom. You're nazir for 30 days. Vim lav. Otherwise, nazir kaminin hayomim. You're a nazir for the number of days it takes to get to this and this place. Hareini nazir kaminin yomais hachama. I'm a nazir commensurate with the days of the solar year. I'm a nazir in accordance with the days of the solar year. Moina Naziris Kaminyan Yumay Sachama. He has to count the periods of Naziris commensurate with the number of days in the solar year. Meaning, he doesn't observe a 365-day Naziris. He observes 365 different series of Naziris. Why do we say that? Because, let's see Tosfos. Mikan v'ad makom pleni, pachas milamid yom, nazir shloshim yom. From here until such and such place, less than 30 days, you're a nazir for 30 days. Why? Midi dahava oimar, and you're nazir yom echad. It's the same thing as the guy who said, I'll be a nazir for one day, dahava nazir lamid yom, that he's a nazir for 30 days, because the minimum Naziris is 30 days. V'im lav nazir kaminyan hayamim. Ugid aprishis la'el. Like we explained earlier, demairi kishehechzik bedarach. We're talking about where you already took the road. Remember, on Dav Zayin, the Gemara explained that once you start traveling, then you want the zechus of the naziros commensurate with the number of days it takes. So we say it's commensurate with the number of days that you take, that it takes. Kaminyan yemois hachama, moina naziros kaminyan yemois hashana. Now, you could ask on this case, I thought only by independent entities do we say that you accept upon yourself 30 days commensurate with each entity. But days, the Gemara said on Dav Zayin, is not a separate entity. But here it's a little bit different. Why? Dahainu shin samachei chadashim. Yeah, Nazir, Sach Nazirus. You'll be a Nazir 365 days. One Nazirus after another. Umegaleach ben Tayim. You're going to shave in between. You're going to take a haircut in between. Umevi Karvin. So you'll say, didn't we have on Dav Zayin that days are not independent entities? No, but he said Kaminyan. Kaminyan implies per each day that is counted, since the days are counted as separate entities, so now it's going to be a naziros for each day. Kiman de kamar kaminyan mashma naziros. It's mashma naziros v'loy naziros aruch, not one long naziros. The Mishnah concludes Amar of Yehuda, masa hoya kivan shehishlam meis. There's a story about a guy who accepted upon himself 365 different Naziros. He said, I'm going to accept upon myself Naziros, Kaminyan, Shinois Hachama, which takes about 30 years. And after he finished his 365 different Naziros, he died just at the right time. Rav Yehuda Maisa Haya V'kivan Shehishlam Meis Rav Yehuda L'siyua L'tanakama Kasi. He's supporting the Tanakama. V'ka'amar Maisa Haya. He's saying there's a story. V'chivu Chachamim Naziros Harbe. The rabbis obligated him to observe many series of Naziros. V'kivan Shehishlam Kulai Meis. Since he completed the whole Naziros, he died. Fine. Says the Gemara, wait a second. It says that if a guy says a house full of Naziros or a basket full of Naziros, and he says, I don't know what I meant, you tell me what I meant, we look at the basket like it's full of mustard seeds. I mean, why do we view it like it's full of mustard seeds? Why don't we view the basket like it's full of watermelons? By the way, watermelons are bigger than mustard seeds. Yeah? So why are we viewing the basket as if it's, why are we being so machmer on him? We don't know what he meant, so let's assume it's full of mustard seeds. Why not watermelons? Royin es hakupa ki umalei chardol. We view the basket like it's full of mustard. V'nazir kol yamav, and he's a nazir endlessly. V'amai why v'lechsi ki ilu malei kishu enudu. Why don't we make believe that it's full of gourds and melons? V'tahavilei tekanta. So the guy should have some remedy. Why are we busting his chops, you know? Why don't we view it like the amoeba in his basket? So that he's going to be, even after tchias hameisim, the guy's still going to be a nazir. I mean, but why don't we view it like they're, ostriches inside of his basket? Dinosaurs, says the Gemara. Amar Chizkia b'machloike shnuya. Actually, this matter will be a subject of debate. Reb Shimon he, and our Mishnah is going in accordance with Reb Shimon, the Amar Adam machnes es atzmai ledavar shesveikoi chomer mevadai. That a person enters himself into a matter that its uncertainty is more strict than its certainty. Let's see Tosis for a moment. V'lechse kilu malei kishua nuduluna tehevilei tekanta amasnisin kaparch. The Gemara is asking on the Mishnah. Dekama royin kilu malei chardo. We say that we view as if it's full of mustard. V'inloi takana, and the guy has no remedy. The Gemara could have asked, why don't we view it full, that it's full of dough? The guy's kavan was only for one Naziris, and we'll be lenient with him. And so the Gemara wants to answer that there's a general machlikas in Shas. When a guy says something, we don't know what he means. So what does he want us to do if we don't know what he means? Does he want us to negate what he said since we have no clarity what he means? Or does he want, since we don't know, we're just going to put on him all the most strict possible interpretations of his words? And that's what he had in mind, that since his words are unclear, we're going to take every possible strictness and hurl it on him. That's one opinion. Another opinion is, well, we don't know what he means, so we have to negate what he said. We have to render what he said null and void. So the Mishnah is saying that that's a machlokes in general. When a guy says something, we don't know what he means. Do we interpret it strictly? Do we interpret it leniently? And our Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon, who says that the guy is, he has the guts that when he says something with that we have uncertainty, what he means, that we'll interpret it strictly. The Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Harini Nazir, Amanashe Bekriza Meyakar. I'm a Nazir on condition the basket has, the pile has 100 kor of measurement. The guy made his Naziris contingent on that in this pile there's X amount of measurement. V'halach u'matzei sheganav. And he came back. And he was going to count, is there 100 kor and I'm a nazir? Or perhaps there's not 100 kor, I'm not a nazir. And he came back and lo and behold, it was stolen. So there's absolutely no way to determine whether there was 100 kor, and therefore there's no way to determine is he a nazir or not. Oisha avad, or is lost. Reb Shimon oiser. Reb Shimon asers. Why? Shesafek naziros lahachmir. Because when you're in doubt whether naziros is effective, we're machmir. And we say, we'll treat it like you are a nazir. Reb Yehuda matir, Reb Yehuda allows it. Shesafek naziros lahakel. Safek naziros, we're lenient. Says Tosfos. Sheyehei bekri ze meyakar umatzah shaganav ve'inanu yoidim hayuba meyakar alav. So Reb Shimon Oyser the Safek Nazirus Lahachmer the Chayshinan were worried Dilma Hayubai Meyakor. Ulekaman Mefaresh. Takanta. Later on, we're going to explain a takana, the Reb Shimon. Because we'll see the Maharav Ranchberg, Rabbi Salo Ranchberg, which by the way he's buried next to the Noida Behuda in Prague. I think he was a Talmud of the Noida Behuda. He says that later on Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara, it will be explained what exactly is this rectification according to Reb Shimon. So later on, the Gemara will explain the takana in Reb Shimon. The Omer Koidem Sheyaschel Limnoi Simei Nazirusai. Basically, before he starts to count the Nazirus, Im Hayubai Mea Kar. If there were 100 Kar, Vahareini Nazir, and I'm a Nazir Mi Diburei Arishain, Hine Ashlam Nadarai, I'm going to fulfill my Nadar, Umevi Karbonaisav, and I'm going to bring my Karbonais. Vim loy hayuba meyakar. If there isn't, vim kain bediburi loy hayuba mamish, and then what I said has no effectiveness. Hareini noydir benazir meyashav. I'm going to be a nazir now. Vi nazir shloshim yom. Yavi karmenoysav. Ein kan chulin ba'azara ki you nazir shloshim. Either way, I'm a nazir. I'm mikach dibar rishon. I'm mikach dibar shen. Meaning, what does Reb Shimon mean? You're a nazir misafek. Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon asers because safek nazirus were machmer. Okay, but. What's the guy going to do? He's going to bring karbanos to the azara, but he might not be a nazir, and then he's bringing chulin to the azara. So the takana is what the guy says, that if my first nazirus is effective, good, I'm observing it now, and I'm going to bring my karbanos. And if the first nazirus was not effective, then I'm taking upon myself a nazirus now, and I'll observe that nazirus. But skip down to the third wide line, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Shesafik Nazirus, Lahakel, he never accepted anything unless he finds 100 kor. Meaning, our Mishnah that says that if somebody says, I'm a basket full of Nazirus, he's a Nazir forever, 30 days and 30 days, 30 days, that's going like Reb Shimon, because you have to take the more machmir shita. But what would Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda say, we'll be mekel, and we'll say what he meant was a basket full of basketballs. So I'm only accepting one nazirus upon myself. So the Gemara's initial understanding of this Mishnah is to align the Tana of the Mishnah with Reb Shimon, who says when a person says something that we're not sure what he means, we'll be machmer on him. And the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, our Mishnah, you don't have to lock in only to Reb Shimon. You don't have to say that our Mishnah doesn't fit in according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Tim Rabbi Yehuda. You can even say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is only lenient in that case because we don't even know if the guy meant to be a Nazir in the first place. So then we'll say, if we don't know if he meant to be a Nazir, we'll say we'll negate what he says. We can't treat him as a Nazir Misafik. But in our Mishnah, we know the guy for sure is a Nazir. We just don't know how long. So once the guy was Nachis to be a Nazir, and now we don't know, does he mean a basket full of basketballs or a basket full of mustard seeds? Then what? Once we know he's a Nazir, he's like Becheskas, a Nazir, we'll tack him on, we'll say, we'll be Machmer. You're a Nazir endlessly. When we don't know if he's a Nazir in the first place, that's when Rabbi Huda says, well, will be lenient. But once he's for sure is a Nazir, and we don't know if how long, then even Rabbi Yehuda would say will be Machmer. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda. You could even say our Mishnah is consistent with Rabbi Yehuda. Hasam le'inachis le'inaziros. There, he never consented to be a Nazir. Definitely, we're not sure if he consented for Naziros. Hacha, but here, nachis le'inaziros. He did consent to be a Nazir. Taisus, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam le'inachis le'inaziros klal. There, he never descended to the status of Naziros. Kaloimar, meaning to say, Ein lahata alav Naziros, we're not going to place Naziros on him. Deshem alay hayu bay meyakar. Maybe there wasn't 100 kor, but hacha nachas le Naziros b'may l'sluke minei. What does that mean? Here, let me read the words one more time in the Gemara. Hacha nachis le Naziros. Here he did descend to Naziros. Therefore, b'may l'sluke minei. How are you going to remove it from him? Says Toisus, Kolaymar b'masnisin al karchin chayiv le Naziros achas. In the Mishnah, he's definitely chayiv one Naziros. V'afilu ibatzek amar, even if he meant a basket full of dough. V'kivan sheyared le Naziros, since he did descend into the status of Naziros, enu yachal hestalik, you can't remove him. K'may shemefarish v'hoylech. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? In the Mishnah, he definitely descended to Naziros. Shkoyach, he descended to Naziros. But he only descended to one Naziros. But once that one Naziros is over, now we have a question. Is he done? And he could go home and play pickleball? Or whatever he wants to do? Or does he need to continue? So once that initial Naziros is over, it's the same question. Is he done? Did he descend to Naziros? Or not. In other words, it's true initially in our Mishnah he was nachas l'naziros and he definitely is a nazir, but once that naziros is over, then we have no idea at all whether he should be a nazir again or not. So now all bets are off. Says Gemara, Amai loy lechse lekupa ki'ilu melea kishuna duluin. Why? Amai loy. Why can't you shake him off? Why can't you remove him? Lechse lekupa, view the basket, kilu malaya kishuna duluin. Vahavale tahakanta, so he could have a remedy. Let's see Tosis, and we'll end with this. Uparech, amai ini yachal estalik. Lechsi ki'ilu hi malea kishuin, let it be full of melons, oi malea batzik, v'tahavilei tekanta. Tesalka daituch denaziros kibolei. Keloimar, meaning to say, okay, now this is interesting. What do you want this guy to do? You don't know whether the guy should be a nazir for 30 days, or one Naziros. Here. Kalamar Yigalach Mimanavshach Lesoif Shloshim Yam. Let him take a haircut, Mimanavshach, at the end of 30 days. The Yavi Karbon. Tichad Naziros Kibale. If he accepted one Naziros, Shaper Kamagaleach. He's shaving correctly. Vinami Chardu Kibale Lave. Even if he accepted Naziros commensurate with the number of mustard seeds, Matsil Galuch Achash Shloshim Yam. He could take a haircut after 30 days. Because the Gemara thinks, Yamar Chardol Lenaziros Kibale, if he said mustard seeds for Naziros, Kalemar Harbin Naziros, Vle Naziros Achas Arach, he accepted upon himself many periods of Naziros, not one long one. V'kivan Shigalech Lesoif Shloshim, once he takes a haircut at the end of 30 days, Shuv Loitatil Aleha Naziros. Rabbi Huda, we should not put any more Naziros on him. Deman leimalan dechad akiba. Who's to say he accepted mustard? Dilma batzik, maybe dough. Vehisham nidrai. Behashta damila he decree. Once he serves one nazirus period, now we have a question. Was he nachas again to nazirus? It's not a good chiluk to say, well, in the Mishnah, he definitely is a nazir, and now the question is, how many? And then, so then everyone is machmir. When are they mekel? Whether we're not sure if he became a nazir to begin with. But once he observes one nazirus, then it's back to the beginning, and we don't know. Is he at this point in time nachas l'nazirus or not? Now it's v'hashta domi lahi decree. Now it's exactly parallel to the case of the basket, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mater. Why can't you shake him? Okay, and we will hold it here. That is Chesam and Aleph. And sometime before the high holiday, we need to learn Chesam and Beis. Okay, thank you for joining the Maitza'e Menucha. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.